Everybody, it's your man Headcrackin'. This is the Dish Nation podcast or audio boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go.
Welcome to Dish Nation.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah. Did you miss me?
Yeah, of course you did.
Good. We got a great show for you today. First, before we get to all the celebrity news, we got to check in with the AT aliens out there. What's up?
Hey, what's up,
hey, what's up, y'all?
Good to see you all. And surprise, surprise, Chewy Martinez is here with us.
Chewy!
Look at that.
Where's the air horn?
Oh, free, 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 free. There we go. I had guns for you today, baby.
Guns.
No, later, Chewie hit the red carpet at the ESPYs.
Yes,
he had a report on all of that. And Aquaman's getting body shamed.
Wow.
And what? Kendall Jenner, yeah, she is showing off her body. But first, turning it over to Heidi, what you got?
All right, well, Miley Cyrus is getting real about marriage. She's on the cover of Elle magazine, and she broke it down that she is no housewife.
Mm.
Here's what she told reporters. I think it's very confusing to people that I'm married. I mean, do people really think that I'm at home in a apron cooking dinner?
All right.
That could happen. I mean, I did think that may happen.
Yeah.
I mean, people do cook and eat, no?
Right. She's a Southern girl?
Exactly. Yes. Well, so she then went on to say, I'm in a hetero relationship, but I still am very sexually attracted to women. People become vegetarian for health reasons, but bacon is still fucking good.
Mm.
And I know that. I definitely don't fit into a stereotypical wife role. I don't even like that word.
Oh,
I don't think she's talking about bacon is good.
I don't think so either.
No, she's not.
Sausage?
I guarantee y'all that they are definitely doing threesomes.
Yes.
She's so passionate about making sure y'all understand.
Yes.
That she still get down with the get down.
Yeah. But why get married then?
Why get
married? You found a guy you can have threesomes with. Why marry him? Be in a hetero relationship. Why not just be single and mingle?
I thought you would understand this, right? Most men want this.
Yeah, and some women are also apex predators the same way men are, and they just like to find people they can turn out.
That's true.
And put them in dungeons.
Yeah.
Right. Well, obviously she's a working woman. No one's going to consider her a housewife. She's out there, you know, touring and busting her balls.
Right. Or yours.
Or mine.
And she's worth $200 million.
I like this Miley. I think at this point, than any other point in her career, she is in her own skin.
Did you see that picture of Miley in that red latex skin tight bodysuit? And on the crotch, it was like lined with spikes.
No.
Well, that's not good.
About hot.
Listen, I think whether you're a man or a woman, gay, straight, that's scary. I'm not getting anywhere near that.
Yeah, I think those spikes are for our protection.
Yeah. And if it's a bear trap, call me Smokey.
Okay, y'all. So we already know that the internet is a crazy place, but they have definitely lost their minds with this one, honey. Huh? Jason Momoa, a.k.a. Aquaman, is being body shamed by fans. Unbelievable. The actor was vacationing in Italy with his lovely wife, Lisa Bonet, and kids, and a shirtless photo of him hanging by the pool circulated the internet and caused a frenzy with fans commenting, why didn't he have abs, saying he has a dad bod?
Oh, shut up.
Aquaman's turned into a blowfish.
Okay. If that's a dad bod, then I need a zaddy.
Yeah.
He looks damn good.
Yes.
Leave that man alone.
Okay, y'all, now there are a few fans that came to his defense saying that he is still fine and people wish they looked how he looked, okay?
Whatever he got pulled Lisa Bonet, okay?
By the way, he's on vacation. Even the most elite athletes in the world, if you see Tom Brady, he doesn't look like Tom Brady when he's vacationing because you're drinking, you're not working out. Right. It's called vacation, people. Shut the up.
Have
men, have any of y'all been fat shamed before at all?
Hell no.
Well, growing up with a black grandmother, you have been trained to be body shamed your entire life.
Yeah, that's true.
What do you mean? You ain't missed no plates, have you, baby?
Your grandmother will kill you every time you come in the house. You're like, damn it, I gotta like eat less.
Black grandma called the boys fat and called the girls too skinny.
Yep. In a Mexican household, if you don't have fourths and fifths, there's something wrong with
you. Are you sick? Are you sick, baby?
Are you sick?
No,
quieres otro plato, mijito. You say no, and grandma's gonna cry.
Okay.
Give me his husky.
All right, like we said, we're going to have Chewy's red carpet coverage at the ESPYs a little bit later in the show.
Yeah.
But first, we have to show you what I think is one of the best moments from the awards. Hockey star, if you're a hockey fan, you know this guy, Ryan O'Reilly of the St. Louis Blues. He was accepting the Best Comeback Award when, this happened. Take a look.
Speaker, I'm going to take my tooth out so I don't spit on any of the celebs in the front row. So, okay, I think we're good now.
Oh my god, y'all. Brett just took her tooth out too.
No. What do you mean, Brett?
What? I want to thank everybody for loving me and being supportive all my life. I just want to take my tooth out so I wouldn't spit on nobody. I love y'all. Thank you.
Yeah, Brett, I knew we had a lot in common, Brett. I'll take my lie to you too. I still
can't handle it. You're tooth and your tongue.
I'm done. Stick it in there.
Oh, you know, I always talk about Heidi's tongue.
All right, so it's the moment we've all been waiting for. It's time for another
First Drafting with the Stars.
Thank you, Chewy. Earlier this week, we talked about the bottle cap challenge. Well, Kendall Jenner was just challenged by Hailey Bieber to do it, and she did not disappoint. Now, she posted this video with the caption, "You asked for it, Hailey Bieber." Check it out. You think she used this challenge as an excuse to make a thirst trap?
I do, and you know what? We all did it here in Los Angeles, too, on our radio show, and I, after seeing hers, I've never felt more like a big giant.
Oh, we gotta do one here with your tongue.
Don't send her home with a damaged tongue. That is not good.
Back to thirst trapping. I don't think Kendall was thirst trapping. She's on vacation and she wanted to do a creative way of changing it up a bit. And that's the best one I've seen as far as the changing it up a bit. I mean, as far as real talent. I mean, that was slow motion for a long time, but she's coming in hot with that leg out and happened to hit that cap. That's good stuff.
It was cute, but everybody online was so upset that the bottle cap went in the ocean. They were like, she better go in there and get a bottle cap.
It landed right in a dolphin hole.
They can't let us enjoy anything.
A sea turtle nose. Yeah. Not cool.
Next up, we have supermodel Chrissy Teigen. The mom of two is known for posting lots of pictures of her kids, but decided to shake things up a bit, sharing this shot with the caption, "Feels off brand, but going for it." Is this a thirst trap, y'all?
Oh my God.
Is it a thirst trap?
Super thirst trap.
It's a thirst trap, I swear.
Man, that side move along.
To this thirst trap, like the fact that she's flexing her leg muscle, situating her posterior.
I'm proud of her building her ass. Look at that booty. Where did it come from?
Standing on her toes, tooting it out.
So, Frank, what was all the water for?
Because I was thirsty.
And finally, not to be outdone, our very own Gary with the tee or teen pee, he shared this very sexy picture with the caption, "Do you think I'm
we get to fill in the blank?
Gary, what are you serving, honey?
Girl, I mean, I was on vacation at home, so I decided to get some sun.
I mean, Gary, you're showing a little print there.
Right.
Yeah, who knew?
No. It's like a Jiffy Pop container. I want to shake you.
That's where he's keeping his wallet and his keys. You have no place to put them.
This is not a thirst trap at all. This is like the pool version of a scarecrow.
No, it's the Tin Man.
I definitely wasn't thirst trapping at all.
It's when he sucked his stomach in, it all went to his chin.
Oh, oh, you leave him alone.
That's all right, bitch. I was playing the song, I'll Take Your Man. Oh. All right, bitch. Coming up, honey, can we get latest tea on Housewives Report? Find out after the break. Dish
Nation. Are you tired of credit card bills with high interest rates? Ready to pay off your credit card balances and start saving some money? If you answer yes, then I got the perfect solution for you with LightStream. You can get a credit card loan from LightStream with rates as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay. That's lower than the average credit card interest rate of over 19% APR. The best part is, if you need money fast, you can get money in your bank account as soon as the same day. There's no better time than now to get financially fit. So go on over to LightStream.com and fill out the application today. There's absolutely no fees, and just for our viewers, apply now and get a special interest rate discount. The only way to get this discount is to go to LightStream.com/dish. That's LightStream.com/dish. Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit LightStream.com/dish for more information.
Nation. Welcome back to Dish Nation. Yay! Well, baby, these ATL streets, honey, are talking, honey. Ooh. And word is that an old housewife is making a return to the Real Housewives of Atlanta.
What?
Nice.
Oh, honey, what's the tea?
Now, the tea is, honey, I received that Miss Kenya Moore, honey, has snatched, bitch, her peach bat.
No.
Because she snatched it off the tree.
Who she snatched it from, honey?
Girl, not she is, honey. Boy, she did, honey. She snatched it from one of you tramps, but honey.
Oh, I can confirm it is not my peach, honey. Mm. Yes, I'm still eating on mine. But yeah, she done snatched the peach back, and yeah, I can confirm it. She confirmed it herself, and bravo other people. So yes, Miss Moore will be twirling
this
on the people on Housewives again.
It's good because she's got her new little baby, her hubby. So she's a whole storyline.
Babies change you and stuff.
That's
and
right.
I think it's good because people want to see her and her husband Mark. And Brooklyn is gorgeous. Yes. I think it's going to be really good, and maybe she can have, like, different types of friendships now.
I'm enjoying the brand new Housewives show. They've only had one episode so far, The Real Housewives of Toontown. Did you see that one?
Toontown. Where is that?
Okay. You got to check it out, Portia.
It out.
That sounds like a porn.
I was just getting ready to say, knowing Frank is some nasty.
Is it Poontown, and you said
Toontown.
Toontown.
Don't you live there, Heidi? Poontown?
Poontown, Poonville, Poon City. Areas.
She's a mayor.
Yes, ma'am.
Ooh, so, y'all, it looked like Jay-Z is going back to his roots in the drug game.
Okay. Well,
legally, of course, okay? So, Jigga Man has signed on as a brand strategist for a California weed dispensary called Caliva.
Yes.
And he'll be responsible for outreach and the creative direction of the brand. And, y'all, it looks like this way Jay-Z is going to help push for legalization of marijuana and criminal justice reform for those incarcerated on weed-related charges.
That is good news. Nobody should be in jail for weed.
It's good news, but now men are going to be walking around drug dealers talking about they are brand strategists.
If it's legal, that's what you can
mean. I guess so.
Nino Brown was a brand strategist.
He was a brand strategist.
He regentrified the Carter, made it a place of business.
Yes.
And you know, he'll now also invest in the Visine company, the Red Eyes, the NAFCON, all the eye drop companies.
And Beyonce going to come out with sneakers.
Jay-Z's funnel cakes. Corn nuts.
Weetos like Cheetos.
And speaking of marijuana, Kensley Davis was celebrating her 25th birthday, and her mom wanted to get her a cake inspired by the Disney movie Moana, right?
Oh, Lord.
Now, what could go wrong? Take a look.
The 25-year-old's mother ordered a Moana-inspired cake, but found it showed some green Liana instead.
I think they thought that she said marijuana because we're from South Georgia. We kind of have an accent, so Moana, marijuana. So they put the little pony on there, and it had red eyes, and it was smoking a joint with a tramp stamp of a pot leaf on its bottom.
But that didn't stop her from eating it.
Okay. They said it didn't stop her from eating it. No, because she high as hell.
She had the munchies.
That's why.
You know why I bet they thought it was marijuana cake? What 25-year-old's like, oh, my God, I want a marijuana cake.
But you got to big up the baker, though, because the attention to details, right?
Like,
crazy.
The little joint.
The red eyes.
The little marijuana tatted on the ass of the pony. That's perfect.
The tramp stamp.
The tramp stamp.
Come on, time for My Little Stony.
Chewy is going to tell us all about hanging with sports superstars and celebrities on the ESPY Awards red carpet. Don't go anywhere.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation, and check this out. I had a great time at the red carpet at the 2019 ESPY Awards, talking to some of the biggest athletes on the planet. Oh, we had a great time. Check this out. How you doing, party animal?
I'm doing good. Doing all right.
Doing all right?
Doing good, man.
The U.S. women's soccer team just won the World Cup, man. Congratulations to them.
Yeah, hey, women's soccer team, man. You guys killed it.
They did a celebratory dance for every goal they scored in France. Well, I know what your celebratory dance is. Yeah. Can you show it to us right now?
Okay, now I'm dressed up, so I
know.
Can't give you the full thing.
You can't give us the full thing.
But I just, you know, it's the lights out dance, right?
Lights out.
It's a lights out dance.
Give me a little bit more.
Is it right there?
Oh, I see you got the Super Bowl rings.
Oh, yeah.
Can I try one on?
Hey, man, you got to earn these, man.
My dude said, hell no, you cannot wear my Super Bowl ring. Francis is my friend's best, like, my best friend's name.
But I'm not your best friend. I'm not your best friend. Don't mess with me.
How you doing, man?
I'm great.
Man, you're looking amazing.
Man, thank you.
When you score, what is your celebratory dance, man? Do you have a little song?
You know, I'm with the moment, man. Whatever the moment is, whatever the hot dance is, that's what I do at that moment.
What is your body telling you to do right now? Go.
Oh, man, you can't put me on the spot like that, man.
Go.
You can't put me on the spot.
What's your celebratory dance, baby?
Man, you know what? I really don't have no celebratory dance. Okay. You know what I'm saying? But I love to do this one, though.
All right. You're the perfect person for this question. You know, the U.S. women soccer team, they just won the World Cup.
Congratulations. Yes. And I saw that. That's amazing.
You saw that.
And I saw what Snoop Dogg said about that.
Right.
That I feel like that should happen.
Absolutely.
The men can't do it, and the women have been doing it. They should be getting paid the money.
If you scored, sir, what would be your celebratory dance?
It would probably be something like...
Wow. That was probably the best one we've gotten all afternoon long. I just came to get a high five from the Migos. High five? High five? All right. No high five. All right. Rappers. So we all know you. I know you, especially as an amazing comedian, producer, actor. Did you ever play sports growing up? And if you did, were you horrible at them?
Soccer? I suck at soccer.
Chewy, how you doing, Chewy?
Nice to meet you.
Same, nice to meet you, too.
I love seeing you in the ring.
Thank you. I look a little different out here, but it's still me. First of all, I'm used to having a six-pack, you guys. This is not me.
Me, too.
Sorry.
Well, there you have it. All the craziness from the 2019 ESPY's red carpet. I'm Chewy Martinez. Peace out.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation! Yeah. Well, y'all, it looks like Tiana Taylor and Iman Shumpert got that unbewiggable love. So the Pep spotted the couple walking hand-in-hand on the beach with their baby girl, Junie, and guess what? Iman was carrying Tiana's wig!
Yes!
Wow. Iman! So Tiana posted this photo on her social media with the caption, I don't know who's more of a mood, Baby Junie trolling the Paps or Iman Shumpert holding my wig because the bitch got hot. Nice. What would I do without these two? Then she updated her caption and wrote, if your husband don't hold your wig while you trying to be great at the beach, then throw him away.
Got that right.
So Portia, has your man ever held your wig?
Yeah, when he snatches it off.
All right,
if that was my woman, I'd carry her purse, her wig, whatever
exactly.
She needed.
Exactly.
But Chewy, mm-hmm. Would you hold it like aggressively, or would you hold it like how she would rock it?
No, he's holding my wig right now. I handed it to him. He took it like just like a man.
Did he?
Yeah, he did. Right. He's like when you put clothes on a cat, they're just like this.
Kill me.
No, you're only saying that because we're not having sex, but if I was giving it to you good, you'd be like, I'll hold your hair.
Yeah,
I'll hold
if you was riding me like a pony, hell yeah.
Let me find out Chewy over there snatching wigs. Okay, Choo-Choo.
I'm I'm violent in the sack. That's why I date bald women.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.